Okay, well, now on our Dream Team interview, is going to head down to Marshall and talk with the Marshall Owlhead football coach, Adam Houston. Adam, you had a couple of players that you nominated for the KMZU Dream Team. Let's talk, first of all, about your offensive player, your Dream Team selection, wide receiver Jace Lance, a kind of an all-purpose player. What can you tell me about Jace?
You know, Jace is a great young man. He's a multi-sport athlete for us here at Marshall. He was able to do a lot of different things for us. He had to, you know, step up and take over some big shoes filled by our wide receiving core. He was really our only returning receiver that we had back last year, and he was able to do that. He was able to end the year on a high note. He was able to become our school's all-time career touchdown receptions, you know, leader, and get that school record for himself. You know, so he had a really great career, and, you know, tapped off by a great year this year.
Well, and Jace, I think it's no secret, basketball is his number one sport. He's one of the top high school basketball players around, and one of the top players that Marshall has had down through the years. But he's really made the switch pretty well to football and to set those records on the gridiron. That's pretty special too, isn't it?
It is. He's definitely a great basketball player. He's been a 4-year starter here at corner, and then wide receiver on the football side of it, as well as, you know, starting on the basketball side of it. So he's done a great job, and so it's been been an honor to coach him, and, you know, looking forward to seeing what basketball season has for him, and then where he, you know, continues on at.
And one thing about Jace, he brings it every play.
He does. You know, he's one of the hardest workers that we have, and unfortunately he did miss a game and a half this year due to injury, and that, you know, hurt his numbers a little bit. But otherwise, you know, he had a really good year for us.
Well, and then talk about your defensive player, your linebacker, senior Ethan Stickles, and boy, he's a headhunter on defense, isn't he?
Ethan is. Ethan was the heart and soul of what our defense was. When I took over here his sophomore year, I basically told him, because he's kind of a shy kid, I told him, I said, this is your defense, you better get control of it now, and, you know, kind of pushed him out of his comfort zone a little bit, which he was able to do, and then he kind of took off with it and ran. But he's definitely a kid that, you know, has a nose for the football and makes a whole lot of tackles.
Well, and does he plan to play football somewhere next year?
I think that is the plan right now. He wants to be an architect, you know, and so he's, you know, and he knows his career is not in the NFL, so when he's looking at his schools, he's got that architecture degree in mind, and there's not a whole lot of schools around that offer that, so it kind of limits him down a little bit.
Well, and he and Jace Lance, Ethan Stickles and Jace Lance, are two players, both of those guys also very good team leaders.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Ethan's been a 2-year captain for us, was voted, voted a captain by his teammates. And then Jace was a captain this year, is voted by his teammates, and so that's it's just an honor to be able to coach them. They're going to be sorely missed next year, and we're going to have to really, you know, step up our game to be able to replace their productivity for starters, but then their leadership even more importantly.